ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזרת השם. This week we have two פרשיות, we have פרשת תזריע and פרשת מצורע. And then as we said last week that in Eretz Israel they're ahead of us, they're ahead of the game. And פרשת החרימות קידושים, but we're still in פרשת תזריע and טהור. And basically if we see that these two פרשיות, they're very much connected to each other. Because the first parashat Tezriah talking, the main part of the parasha is talking about ananim tzara'at, when the person gets the tzara'at. And the second parasha is talking about how does the mitzora purify himself, what he has to bring, what type of korbanot, what the kohen should do with the korbanot, and all the details, should he become tahor. That's basically the two parashiyot, they are connected to each other. And I paid attention also that it's interesting that the whole Parashat Tezriya, from the time that the Torah starts to tell us about the ananim of the tzara'at, when the person gets the tzara'at, the Torah dedicates one complete perek Yud Gimel over here, from beginning to end, talking about how the person gets the tzara'at. And next parashat Metzora, parashat Tahor, said perek Yud Dalet, also the whole perek Yud Dalet, it's talking about the process, how should the Metzora purify himself. It's interesting to note that one perek we have for the Tzara'at, and second perek, how to get rid of the Tzara'at. But whatever it is, as we said, that these two perashiyot are connected to each other, and we'll start Bezrat Shem et Barach. We have here when the Torah starts to tell us about the Metzora, V'daber Adonai el Moshe v'laharon lemor, Adam ki hiye be'or b'saro, שאת או ספחת או בהרת והיה בעור בשרו לנגע צרעת והוא בא אל אהרון הכהן או אל אחד בניו הכהנים. And that here the Torah is telling us over here that when a person gets צרעת, the Pasuk said he has to come to the Kohen. והוא בא אל אהרון הכהן או אל אחד בניו הכהנים. He has to come to the Kohen. The question is, the מפרשים they asked, said, why the צרעת, the Torah says, only the Kohen should decide about the Tzara'at. Behuba el Aharon HaKohen. Why dafka only Aharon? Why he shouldn't go to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why he shouldn't go to the Hakamim? Ubata el Dayan, Ashofet, Ashiriyeh Bayim Ahim. Like you see many places the Torah said, you have a problem, you go to the Shofet, Ashiriyeh Bayim Ahim, and it's going to tell you what to do. You go to the Dayan, it's tell you why dafka the Kohen. That's one thing. And the Kohen says, V'ra'ah HaKohen et al-Nega' bi'or basar v'si'ar b'nega'. The Kohen is going to look at the Nega, V'ra'ah HaKohen et al-Nega, he looks at the Tzara'at, and then he decides. The Pasuk repeats again, V'ra'ah HaKohen v'tumei oto. What's the second time V'ra'ah HaKohen? The Kohen should see him. You already told me, V'ra'ah HaKohen et al-Nega. Why is V'ra'ah HaKohen? Again, he has to see him. And also, pay attention in the beginning, V'ra'ah HaKohen et al-Nega. Doesn't say in the beginning that he sees the person, he sees the Nega. And the second time, V'ra'ahu HaKohen V'tumei oto, that's here referring on the person who gets the Tzara'at. This also we have to understand what are these two Re'iyot that are referring to over here. And that's also we have to understand Be'ezra Hashem Yitbarach. And as I said, the next parasha, Perek Yudalet, that is talking about how the Metzora should purify himself, Pasuk says, Zot tiye Torat HaMetzora B'yom Tahorato V'hu Ba'al HaKohen. ויצא הכהן אל מחוץ למחנה, and the Kohen should see, what should he should go to check about the Metzora, did the Tzara'at get away from him or no, because the Metzora is not allowed to be inside the camp, he has to be משולח משלוש מחנות, he's outside all the three camps, he goes all the way outside, and the Pasuk said, ויצא הכהן אל מחוץ למחנה, Kohen should go outside, וראה הכהן, והנה נרפא נגע הצרעת מן הצרוע, then, when the Kohen sees that the Tzara'at left the Metzora, then he should tell him he has to bring so and so and so korbanot. Then all the process of Torah tells us what he have to do. The question is, Mefarshim, they're bothered with the language the Torah uses. V'ra'a HaKohen, the Kohen is going to see, V'hinne nirpa nega ha-tzara'at min ha-tzaru'a. Chaura, the wording, nirpa nega ha-tzara'at min ha-tzaru'a, sounds like, if I'm going to translate it like word by word, it sounds to me, ונרפא נגע הצרעת מן הצרוע. It means the נגע, the צרעת, got rid of the מצורע. to me it sounds nirpa nega atzara'at min atzarua. The pasuk was supposed to tell me vehene nirpa atzarua min nega atzara'at. The person who got atzara'at, he was cured from the atzara'at. It sounds like the atzara'at itself got cured, got rid of the person who's mitzara. I understand that the Torah is coming to tell me that the tzara'at left the mitzara'at, it's not on him anymore. But the wording in Chaurat, we have to understand what's going on over here. So we start with Ezra and Shevin Barach. We have the Torah tells us when the Metzorai comes to the Mishkan or to Beit HaMikdash to purify himself, the Pasuk says, V'he'amid ha-kohen ha-mtaher et ha-ish ha-mittaher ve'otam lefnei Adonai pitah ohel mo'ed. After the Metzorai brings all the korbanot, the Kohen should take that Metzorah and the old Korbanot, you bring him up to Petah Ohel Moed, up to the entrance of Ohel Moed. Where is that Petah Ohel Moed? So Rashi tells us, Lifnei Hashem. What's Lifnei Hashem? Rashi says, Besha'ar Nikanor, ולא בעזרה עצמה, לפי שהוא מחוסר כיפורים. He said, the Metzorah himself, he's מחוסר כיפורים, he's tame and he has to bring Korban. Any person who has to bring Korban because of the Tumah on him, he's not allowed to walk inside the Azara at all. So here the Metzorai could go all the way up to Sha'ar Nikanor. What's Sha'ar Nikanor? That's the entrance before you enter the Azara, before you enter Azrat Israel, before you enter Azrat Kohanim, before the entrance of Azrat Israel. That's here Sha'ar Nikanor. You have 15 steps, you go up, that's Sha'ar Nikanor. That's the main entrance kibichol to the Beit HaMikdash. That's the main entrance, you should go up to there. And from there, here the Siftei HaChaim explains to us over here also, so from there, he is going to put his hand and his feet through the door. Then the Kohen from inside is going to sprinkle from the blood of the Asham, al bohen yado himanit ve al bohen reglo himanit on the thumb, al bohen yado himanit ve al bohen reglo himanit, like what it says in the parasha. He cannot go inside, but he sticks in his hand inside, and then the Kohen puts it from the blood. So here the Siftei HaChaim tells us here, Haraim, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, he tells us over here, said, Sha'ar Nikanor, Shehu b'Mizrah HaAzara. He's in the east side of the Azara. V'chi omed sham adam ufanav lama'arab, hu ro'e petah ha'ichal. When the person stands right next to Sha'ar Nikanor, you could see straight petah ha'ichal. והיינו לפני השם, that's what the pasuk meant לפני השם. ולא נתקדש חלל שער ניקנור בקדושת עזרה, כדי שיוכל המצורע שהוא מחוסר כיפורים לעמוד שם, כדי שיוכל להכניס ידו לפנים כדי להזות עליו. למחוסר כיפורים שנכנס בעזרה, חייב קראת. לכך, לא קדשו בקדושת עזרה. Let's hear what Raim is telling us over here, נספתי חכמים. That's the reason how come חכמים did not make the Sha'ar Nikanor itself holy, that the person Tameh is not allowed to go up the steps. They didn't make it, no. You could go up the steps, but inside you cannot go. Why? Why? Because they want the Metzorah to go all the way up there, because he has to stick his hand inside to sprinkle from the blood. That's what it is. But the question is, Nefarshim, they ask, Sil Chaurah, we have to understand, what's so special that here the Metzorah, he has to come right next to Sha'ar Nikanor? How come we don't tell the Metzorah, listen, from the entrance of Azrat Nashim, from way back before, or from Harabait, whatever it is. So why Dafka has to come all the way up to Sha'ar Nikanor? From Sha'ar Nikanor, he sticks his hand inside, and that's it. Why the Torah allows him? What's so special about Sha'ar Nikanor? He has to go all the way up to there, and from that point, he's not allowed to go anymore beyond that point. He's not allowed to go. What is there any lesson that we have to learn from Sha'ar Nikanor? What's going on over here? So we all know the story that happened with Sha'ar Nikanor. We have the famous Gemara, tells us Masechet Yoma. The Gemara says over there, Masechet Yoma, Def Lamed Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us here the story, famous story about Sha'ar Nikanor. What's Sha'ar Nikanor? That the gate of Nikanor, a person's name was Nikanor, and he donated these gates to Beit HaMikdash. What's so special about this person? Tan Rabbana, the Gemara says here, what happened? What kind of miracles happened with the gates? That person whose name is Nikanor, who donated for Beit HaMikdash. A miracle happened with these doors, therefore they put it right in Beit HaMikdash. What happened? What miracle happened to him? Amru, the Gemara said, "Kishehalach Nicanor lehabid elatot me'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim." When Nicanor, he went to get these doors from Alexandria in Egypt, "Bahazirato amad alav nachshol shebayam litobgo." On the way back, the obviously didn't. They had to come back, you know, from by boat. He has to come back by boat from Egypt to go to Beit HaMikdash. He has to go by boat to cross the water. So what happened? The wind. Amad alam nachshol shaliyam. What nachshol shaliyam? Saro shaliyam. The sar memune on the ocean. He came and they want to drown him. Drown not only him, all the people in the boat. They want to drown the whole boat. Natlu ahat mehen ve'yatiluha liyam. So all the sailors, they saw that the ocean is all the galim, the waves are going so high, so that we have to throw off some load on the boat. Maybe we're gonna be saved. So they saw that this person Nicanor he brought with him two big doors, two sides of the of each door. So they brought they threw one of them to the ocean. He said maybe we're gonna manage with the other one. So they threw one of them. ועדיין לא נחיה מזעפו. Still the ocean, still gushing. בקשו להטיל את חברתה, עמד הוא וכרחה. When they wanted to throw the other door, he went and he hugged the other door. He's not letting go. They told him, listen, we have to throw it away. Everyone's going to drown. Told him, if you want to throw it away, throw me together with it. I'm not letting go of it. עמד הוא וכרחה. אמר להם, הטילוני עמה. You want to throw that door? Throw me with it. Miad nahayam zafo. After they threw him, nahayam zafo, and everything is fine. Vihayam tsta'ir al habirta. And he felt bad. He felt bad on the other door that he let go of it. He said, Habal, what am I going to do with one door? I'm going to go back to Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to put one door, the other half is missing. As kivan sheyagia al nimalah shel Akko, whenever he reached Akko, haytam batspeset biyotset mtahat dofeni safina. The other side of the other door, it was right underneath the boat that he was coming with, and they saw it right after, so he got it. He was so happy. ויש אומרים, and some say, בריאה שבים בלעתה והקיעתה ליבשה. So some say that the big whale, big fish in the ocean, swallowed that other door, and when it come, when they reached the shore, that big fish spit it out right next to the shore, and he saw it and he took it. That's a miracle happened. وعليها أمر شلمو ملخ كروت بتنو أرزيم رهيتنو بروتيم. What's رهيتنو بروتيم? أذكر بروتيم إلى بريات يم. لفيخخ. Therefore, since that حقيم, they saw a big miracle happen with these gates. כל השערים שהיו במקדש נשתנו להיות של זהב חוץ משער ניקנור מפני שעשו בו נסים. The Gemara says here that after that the halakha tells us that if the gates of Beit HaMikdash, the gates of שער ניקנור, they could make it out of copper like he made it, but if Am Israel, they're rich and now they want to make the gates made out of gold, they want to make it more fancier. So yeah, they meyapin Beit HaMikdash lerumim et Beit Eloheinu. Kifi kawah hakahal, that's what they do. That's what the Rambam also writes in Hilchot Beit HaBechira. That's what they have to do. So the Gemara says here, even at the time that Am Yisrael, that they became very rich, and now they could afford to make these doors out of gold, they made everything out of gold except these doors. They left it as is. Why? Because the miracle that happened with it. And that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. Now, before we continue, let's see a little bit here the Ben Ishhai. What he has to say about this Gemara, he says, first of all, it sounds from the Gemara, the wording of the Gemara, Amad alav nachshol shaliyam, then the sar of the ocean stood against him, against Nicanor. Why he said that the Gemara is emphasizing Amad alav on him? Why dafka on him? So the Ben Ishhai over here, he said, let me read you his words. He said, "V'yesh lehakshot, lama amar ala alav nachshol shaliyam b'kesh letobo, mashma rak ba'aburo haya haddabar hazeh, v'alo adraba, kivan shu haya shaliyah mitzvah, ain ra'o liyot alav gezira zu." Why the gezira was dafka on him? He was going to bring gates for Beit HaMikdash. שלוחם מצווה אינם זוכים, לא בהליכתם ולא בחזרתם. What happened over here? All of a sudden, עמד עליו נחשול של ים. ונראה לי בסיעתת שמיה, על פי מה שכתב הריטב"א ז"ל, שביאו בעל עיון יעקב, איך הלך ניקנור לאלכסנדריה של מצרים, והרי כאסור לאו, דלא תוסיפון לשוב בדרך הזה עוד. How come he decided Nicanor to go to Alexandria and Mitzrayim in Egypt to bring these doors? How did he go over there? The Pasuk said, "Lo tosifun lashuv baderech hazeh od." You're not, no one's allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Vehebid Rashat Hazal said, "No, no problem to go back to Mitzrayim." Besifre, that's already the Tanaim already told us in Sifre that lagur sham et ha'chozer, aval et ha'chozer l'shora v'lechbosh et ha'aretz. Said, when the Torah said you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, that to live in Mitzrayim, but to go back to Mitzrayim to do business, or you want to have something over there, you want to go visit, you want to do business, said, no problem, you could go. That's one pirush that the Sifrei tells us. And different pirush, if you otam acher medbrer rabbeinu ha'arizal, they afilu lagur sham mutar. Nowadays, even to live over there, it's okay. Ahar shekvar abru Yisrael, וגרו שם אחר חורבן בית ראשון ונעשה בה תערובת נסוסי קדושה בשאר הארצות ואז יותר לדור בה עין שם. No, he's saying that the love doesn't apply nowadays. Why? Because since that there was נסוסי קדושה over there in מצרים, said we need to get them back. So if that's the case, you are allowed to go even live in מצרים to be מבארי נסוסות הקדושה, take them out. That's what Rabbeinu Arizal said. ולכן, therefore, כאן השטן שהוא נחש הקדמוני עלה עליו נחשול של ים, נתקנה בניקנור שהביא דלתות חשובים לבית המקדש, ויצליח בהם. כי כן דרך הסתרה אחרה להתקנות בדברים של קדושה. He got so jealous. How come he's bringing gates, important, חשוב gates from Mitzrayim? Obviously, if he went all the way to Mitzrayim to prepare them, to make them, obviously there was something special about them. He went over there. How come they couldn't make it in Eretz Yisrael? There has something special about it. לכך, therefore, כאשר ראהו מהלך בים שהוא מקום סכנה, מצא לו טענה לקטרג עליו מסדד לכל המצרים, דעבר על סור לב, והוא לא נתן לב על דרשת הספרה, ולא על טעם רבנו האריזה לפוטרו, אלא הכריע דין לחובה לחייבו בזה. So therefore, since that he saw this going in the ocean, he said, hey, this guy, Nicanor, he went back to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk said, "Lo tosivun lashuv baderech hazeh od." So he deserves punishment. Therefore, he was gushing, he wanted to drown him. That's what he said. לכך עשה עצמו מתקנה לכבוד השם יתברך, שאסר עליך למצרים. Not because of me, רבונו של העולם. You said, no one's allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. This guy, he went back to Mitzrayim. He deserves to drown. ולכן קרא לסערה בשם נחשול, שהוא אותיות, לא נחש, same letters, לא נחש. נחש, which is the שרות של ים, he came to be מקטרג on him, it was מקטרג on him. לא, הנחש was only for him. גם עשה סימן יפה לעצמו שחשב שיצליח בכך, בשביל שהביא דלתות, היו נחושת, שהם על שמו ועל 400 כוחות שלו, שזהו נחושת, אותיות נחש, תף. However, באמת ניקנור לעביד אסורה. Like we said before, לפיכך בין השמיים זכו ונעשה לו נס פלאי ונתקיים בנחש וכו'. That's what it says here, Hashem saved him from that נחש because really there's no sort to go back to Mitzrayim. Now he continues after, he said, לכאורה, it sounds from the Gemara that when they threw the first door, he didn't feel bad. He said, okay, you have to throw one half. יש לי הקשות, אמה לא נצטער כשהפילו את הראשונה. What the Gemara says, נטלו אחת מהן וטילו על הים. It didn't say it was מצטער עליה. ועדיין לא נחיה מזעפו. So how come only by the second one, he was מצטער, not by the first one? אמה, יש לי הקשות, אמה נצטער עתה ולא נצטער עליה משעת נפילה. On the first one. והראה לי בסעתת שמיה, דוודאי נצטער משעת נפילה, אך היה מתנחם קצת, כמה בידו לעשות. ולא בעל כורחו נטלוה, וישליחו אותה בשביל המקרה שקרה מן השמיים בסערת הים. אמנם עתה שראה בשנייה אחר שקירחה ואמר הטילוני עמה נח הים מזעפו ונצולה, אז נתחדש לו צער גדול ונחווה בחמי חמין שאמר מדוע לא עשיתי כן בראשונה. Now he said, when they threw the first one, he said, what can I do? מן השמיים it looks like there's the oceans, the waves are so high, there's no choice, you have to let go. But when he saw about the second one, he was Musir Nefesh for the second one, and everything was good, he said, how come I wasn't Musir Nefesh for the first one? Probably I could have saved the first one also. That's why he was Mitzta'ir now. והייתה נצורת גם הראשונה, וכשראה הקדוש ברוך הוא צערו, therefore he made the nest and he saved also the first one. But the problem is, now he asked after, he said, how come he wasn't mitzta'er on the first one? How come when they threw the first one, he didn't feel bad? Why not? Why not? When he saw that they threw the second one, now he felt so bad. How come he didn't feel bad about the first one? Why didn't you tell them, you want to throw the first one? Throw me with it. He didn't say like this. Why not? He says very simple, because since that he had two doors with him, if he's going to throw himself with the first one, he said the second one's still on the boat. Who knows what they're going to do with it? So therefore, he said, the first one, I cannot go because there's the second one over here. After he threw the first one, or the second one, there's nothing to save anymore in the boat. Therefore, he said he threw himself with it. מהר אלב שיתת שמיעה כי בתחלה שהם היו מבקשים להשליך אחת דווקא, אמר, אם יעשה כך וישליחו אותו עמה, מי ישגיח על השנייה להביאה לירושלים? ואפשר שיגזלו אותה. או ישליחו אותה מאחר שהיא ממון שהיא לא טובעים. לכך בשביל דחס עליה, לא אמר שישליחו אותו עמה הראשונה. מה שאין כן עתה שראה שלא נחיה מזעפו, ורוסים להשליך גם את השנייה, לא נשאר לעוד מה לשמור. Therefore, he said he's willing over there to go with it. And that's what he explains over here. And he continues later on. He said, how come he wasn't considered as me'abed atzmo? Throw me with it. So me'abed atzmo like that. Who gave you permission to throw yourself over there? And he said that really he's not called me'abed atzmo like that. Why? Because he didn't throw himself. They're throwing him. But he said, from the way that he told them, that מה שכתב שישליחו אותו עמה, אין זה בכלל מאבד עצמו לדעת, כי לא היה הוא משליך עצמו לים בידיים. So he wasn't throwing himself. So they want to throw him over there, but he was doing his share. He was doing his share. He wants to save. So he was taking care of the second one. He doesn't want it to become tidei bezayon, and they threw him over there. Therefore, he wasn't called me'abed asmon adat. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him also and saved. Not only the second one was saved with him, also the first one was also saved. Let's hear what the Ben Ish Hai tells us. But still in Farshim, they ask, he said, how come here the Nicanor, he didn't find anywhere else to make these doors except by Mitzrayim, Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim? is that the only place that he found it over there? Why Dafka over there? And why Dafka, he went to Dafka to Mitzrayim? Because we know Mitzrayim, the Pasuk calls it Arvat Haaretz. That's the most hamur place of Tum'ah and Arayot is all in Mitzrayim. He didn't find a different place to bring something such a holy for Beit HaMikdash, to bring it from the most Tameh place. Why he didn't go to a different place? And also, the Gemara tells us here clearly that they never changed these gates, these doors, they never changed it, even though after they switched everything to gold, except these doors. It must have been there's a lesson we have to learn from this Sha'arei Nicanor. What's so hashu about these gates? That's what we have to understand also Bezrat Shem. We have Gemara, Masechet Arachin. The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Arachin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Alef. Amar Bishmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Biyonatan, Al Shiv'a Debarim Nega'im Ba'im. For seven reasons, for seven Abirot, the Nega'im would come upon the person. Al Lashon Ara', Al Shfichut Damim, Al Shiv'a Chav, Gilo Arayot, Gesut Aruach, Gezel, Tzarut Ha'ayin. These are seven Abirot, and the Gemara brings Psukim for each one of them. Then Farshim, they ask also, he said, how come the Gemara here lists Lashon Hara first? Why listing Lashon Hara? Is Lashon Hara more severe than Shfichud Damim, more severe than Gilui Arayot? The Gilui Arayot is more Hamur. Shfichud Damim is more Hamur. Why are you listing Lashon Hara first? Then Farshim, they explain that really the Gemara is telling us over here what's the most frequent abira that people do, because of it you get sara'at, that's Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara tells us, Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara says over there, it said that rob from Am Yisrael, ba'avonot harbim nechshalim begezel. Umi'ot, minority, they're nechshalim ba'arayot, v'chulam b'Lashon Hara. The Gemara said, Lashon Hara? All Am Yisrael, they're nechshalim b'Lashon Hara? The Gemara said, no, I'm sorry. V'chulam b'abak Lashon Hara. The Gemara gives us here examples what does Abak Lashon Hara means. But that's here what the Gemara is telling us, that because of Lashon Hara, that Tzara'at comes on the person. That's the first common Abirah that people do, that because of it, Tzara'at comes to the person. That's basically what the Midrash Rabbah also tells us. Said, Zot Yeh Torah Metzora. What does it mean, Zot Yeh Torah Metzora? זאת תהיה תורת המוציא שם רע. When a person is מוציא שם רע on his friend, that's his punishment, that he gets sarat. So you see that also the Midrash, he left all the other abirot, because of them also sarat could come, and he chose sarat. He chose לשון הרע. Why? Because that's the most common abirat people, that abirot comes. Yeah, yeah, we're going to get to it with Hashem. Mosi Shem Ra is more Hamur, the Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is the Alemet, Mosi Shem Ra is Sheker. We'll get to it soon with Hashem. Here also, Rashi also, in the Parashat Mitzorah, it tells us here, ולקח למטהר שתי ציפורים חיות טהורות, ועץ ארז ושני תולעת ועזוב. He has to take for the Mitzorah two birds. One of Korbanot that he has to bring is two birds. Why Dafka birds? Rashi says here, שתי ציפורים חיות טהורות, פרט לעוף טמא, they have to be טהורות, kosher birds, לפי שנגעים באים על לשון הרע. Rashi, he left all the other עבירות, he picked לשון הרע. Since that, all the צרעת comes because of לשון הרע, שהוא מעשה פטפוטי דברים, what לשון הרע? Person, he talks about his friend. לפי כך, הוזקקו לטהרתו ציפורים שהם פטפטים תמיד בצפצוף קול. That's him. He was hot with his mouth. He was mepatpet. Therefore, he has to bring birds that are always chirping and they're always talking with their mouth. That's what he is. So you see also here Rashi, he left all the other abirot and he chose Dafka abirah Lashon Hara because that basically that's all the most common abirah. It's because of it, tzara'at could come on the person. I saw also the Orachim HaKadosh. He told us in the beginning, Parashat Tezriya, said all the way in the beginning of the parasha, Adam kiye be'or besaro se'et usapachat ubaheret, said that se'et usapachat ubaheret. You have basically the Mishnah, Masechet Negaim tells us, you have two different types of sara'at, one of them called se'et, the other one called baheret. There's no such a sara'at called sapachat. Sapachat is it's secondary to se'et, and secondary to baheret. Like the Mishnah says, baheret azza kashelek. Sheniyala kisida ichal. That's what the Mishnah said. Shavata, how do you get sheniyala? And also, se'et kesemer laban. Sheniyala kakrum betza. There's mahloket over there about the se'et. But that's what it is. Said, how do you learn it? Because the Torah said, se'et o sapahat o baheret. Sapahat is that type of tzara'at. It's secondary to se'et, secondary to baheret. But again, all this tzara'at is how white is the tzara'at. If it's baheret, azza kashelek, the Mishnah said. It's totally pure white. Just like the snow, white snow, that's what it is. And the se'et is a little bit yellowish side. Yellowish family. That's but here sapahat is coming secondary to the se'et, secondary to the baheret. All of them are metamim. Comes here the Orachim HaKadosh. والماشي أمرو حزاد شهي تصرعت بقى على لشون هراع دك مراوي جسراد يرموز الكتوب بشتي مرقوت نقعيم على بي ماشي كتابها رمبام Why the Torah wrote over here two different types of نقعيم سئيت and بهيرت As I said, سباحت is not the type of تصرعات so He says now he's going to connect it with دك مراوي جسراد According to what the رمبام writes بهالخد دعوت بزيل شنونو That's what the رمبام writes over there פרק زين מהלכות דעות לשון הרע הוא המספר בגנות חברו אף על פי שאומר אמת. לשון הרע, even when the person is saying the truth about his friend, he saw his friend doing something bad, and he's saying it, that's called לשון הרע. אבל האומר שקר הוא נקרא מוציא שם רע. That's what he said, that's even more חמור. If he's making up story, bad story about his friend, that's called מוציא שם רע, it's even worse עבירה. That's what he said. הנה, האומר דבר גנאי על חברו, הגם שאומר אמת, נקרא בעל לשון הרע. When a person, Orachim HaKadosh saying here, when a person says לשון הרע about his friend, even though he's saying the truth, he's called בעל לשון הרע. והאומר שקר, נקרא שמו מוסי שם רע. And כנגד these two different people that they're doing עבירה של לשון הרע על מוסי שם רע, אמר סעת או בהרת? סעת כנגד מוסי שם רע. Why? ואמר סעת, הדרך לא תשא שם עכשיו. That סעת is compared to the person who's making up bad story about his friend. That's the סעת. And בהרת כנגד לשון הרע. Why? Why the בהרת כנגד לשון הרע? ואמר לשון בהרת מלשון בהירות, שיורה הצדקת הדברים הנאמרים, כי כנים הם. בהרת, just like בהיר. What's בהיר? There's no cloud. It's clear. It's very clear. Why? Because the, when a person is speaking Lashon Hara, he's saying the truth. He's not making up stories. But still, it's asur. Ve'af al pikein me'usim him. They're disgusting in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'sobebu ha-tzara'at. These two things, Mosi Shem Ra and Lashon Hara, they cause the tzara'at to come on the person. Ve'lzat she'esh teh dragot b'shteh b'chinot, לזה עשה השם ברוך הוא ספחת לסעד וספחת לבהרת, כבחינת הדיבור אשר יסובב אותה. Let's see what the Rahim HaKadosh is telling us. This is the idea here. That really, we have two different types of abirot. There is one abirah, the person speaks Lashon Hara, that is saying 100% the truth, but still asur. And there's different person who's making up bad story. That's Mosi Shem Ra. Abira is more hamur. And the problem is that many people, Ba'avonot Harabim, Yisra Ra, he comes and he makes them blind in this area. They don't know. He said, I'm saying the truth. I'm not making up story, Hasbe Shalom. I'm saying the truth. That's what I saw. That's exactly what I saw. But that is exactly Lashon Hara. So that's what the Torah was to teach us these things, that the person, he has to make sure Lashon Hara is only if he's saying the truth. If he's making up bad story, that's called Mosi Shem Ra. It's totally different avira. Even when he's saying the truth, that's also a big avira. How much the person he has to be careful about it. How much he should run away from saying bad things about his friend, even if he saw him. Even we're not talking about he heard it from someone else. That's a different problem over there. But even if he saw it himself, said he saw his friend doing avirah, still is not allowed to say it. Why? Because what are you getting out of it? If you saw something in your friend, you're going to Beit Din, you want to rebuke him. That probably if you have two witnesses, you have the famous Gemara Masechet Psachim, Tobia Hatav is a good mengid. That's a famous story over there. So therefore, the person has to be careful, even if he's saying the truth. So I'm telling you what I saw, my friend. You give him email code? He told him, yeah, you are Mosi Shem Ra. Since that you are alone, he cannot, in the Beit Din, they cannot believe you. Therefore, he shouldn't have went over there. That's here what the Hakim tell us. And the Torah tells us here, how does the Metzora purify himself? The Pasuk said, Vehuba ila Aharon HaKohen, o ila Had Banav Kohanim. Why the Torah said he has to come to Aaron HaKohen? He, the person who gets the tzara'at, he said the truth. 100% true. However, the Torah said he has to go to whom? He has to go to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, we have here the famous story. It's brought a few places, but here we have in Masechet Kallah Rabbati, they bring that story. And also in Avot Derbi Natan, famous story, said Aaron HaKohen, Avot Derbi Natan tells us here, Perek Yud Bet, הלכה גימל, אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אוהב את הבריות ומקרבן לתורה. זאת כיצד, how does Aaron הכהן, he used to be אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, מלמד שהיה אדם אוהב שלום, שיהיה אדם אוהב שלום בישראל, בין כל אחד ואחד, כדרך שהיה אהרון אוהב שלום, בין כל אחד ואחד. שני, אמר, תורת אמית הייתה בפיהו, ורבים ישיב בעוון. What he used to do? ורבים ישיב מעוון, כשהיה אהרון מהלך בדרך, פגע בו באדם רשע ונתן לו שלום. למחר בקש אותו האיש לעבור עבירה, אמר, אוי לי, איך אסע עיניי אחר כך וראה את אהרון, בושתי ממנו שנתן לי שלום. נמצא אותו האיש, מונע את עצמו מן העבירה. So he used to say shalom to every person in the street, and that person next day, after he got such a warm greeting from Aaron HaKohen, next day that person, he wants to do עבירה, said, listen, how am I going to do Abira? How am I going to see Aaron HaKohen tomorrow? If Aaron would have known what I did, wouldn't have spoken to me. But now, see, that's what caused the person to stop doing the Abira. בכן, שני בני אדם שעשו מריבה זה עם זה, הלך אהרון וישב אצל אחד מהם, אמר לו, בני, ראה חברך, מה הוא אומר? מטרפת לבו וקורעת בגדיו, אומר, אוי לי, אכסה את עיניי ויראה את חברי, בושתי ממנו. שאני הוא שסרחתי עליו. אז הוא יושב אצלו עד שמסיר קנאה מלבו. And so on, he goes to the other guy. He goes to one person, he sees two people, they have fight between them. He used to go to one of them, he said, what am I going to tell you? I just met your friend. He feels so bad, he feels so terrible, that he knows that he's guilty, and you are 100% right, but Yasarara got him. And he feels so bad, he's so embarrassed to come and tell you, he sent me, please forgive him. This person, he said, I always thought that he hates me and whatever. He's telling me that he loves me and he's guilty and everything. I forgive 100%. After he finishes from this person, Aaron HaKohen, he goes to the other guy. He told him, what am I going to tell you? I just was by your friend, he tell him the same story, same story, make up stories. But that's what he said. He feels so bad. And then these two people at the end, the next day, they meet each other in the street. They hug each other. They kiss each other. Please forgive me. It was my fault. It wasn't your fault. And that's how you used to make peace. That's a famous story about Aaron HaKohen. Now, Farshim, they say, that's a lesson the Torah is telling us, the Metzora' who gets the Sara'at. Why the Sara'at came? Because of speaking Lashon HaRa. Or Mosi Shem Ra, or normally from because the Lashon Hara. But the person who speaks Lashon Hara, he thinks, listen, I'm saying only the truth. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not making up story, Chas v'Shalom. I'm saying the truth. That's what I saw. That's what I'm saying. He sees something, he saw something, he says something. That's what it is. I said, that's what it is. But he said, I didn't say anything bad. That's what I said, no. You need to learn a lot. You have to go to Aaron HaKohen, Ve'ubal Aaron HaKohen. But he tells them, listen, I saw that Aaron HaKohen, many times he does lie. All the story to make shalom between two people, he was lying. Did he meet the first guy? Did the first guy told him that he feels bad? He's making up story. So Aaron HaKohen is meshaker. He's doing something. But that lie, it's a good lie in order for it to make peace. So the person said, listen, I'm saying the truth. Aaron's lying. What do you want from me? Then the Torah said, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves the lie, that Aaron lie, more than the truth that you said. You have to learn from Aaron HaKohen. So that's what it is. The Pasuk said, Torat Emet Haita Bifihu. The Pasuk tells us, Ve'avla Lom Sam Sfatav. Aaron HaKohen, he didn't have any avla in his mouth. Even though when the time that he used to say something not true, to make shalom between them, it was only for one purpose. To make shalom between Am Yisrael. But you, what did you get? What did you get from Lashon Hara? Only separated from Am Yisrael. So you're doing exactly the opposite from Aaron HaKohen. You need to learn a lot from Aaron HaKohen. Therefore, the Torah said you have to go to Aaron HaKohen. You have to learn from him. We all know that the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells us over here, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is Ma'aricha, maybe we'll get to our point straight. The Gemara here in Daf Nun Hei Amud Alef, Amar le zunin le Rabbi Akiba, one person, he approached Rabbi Akiba, he was a goy, he told him, Lebi vel becha yodea de avodat kochabim let ba mashasha. Said, me and you, we all know that Avodah Zarah doesn't help any person. There's no, asabayim kesev zahab ma'asid, pay lahim velo dabeo, lahim velo ro, they cannot help in any way. However, he thought, I have a big problem. Be'aka hazinan gabre de azle, ki metabere ve'atu ki metzamede. My tama. Told him, we see many times people, they go sick next to Avodah Zarah, and they come back healed. What happened? They were sick. They went to Avodah Zarah, and they brought Qurban to Avodah Zarah, and they came back, Baruch Hashem, they feel good. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Avodah Zarah. I don't know what to say. But that's what they said. They came back, everything is fine. My tama, what happened? If there's nothing nonsense by Avodah Zarah, how come the people they do get cured? Amar lo, I'm sure lecha mashal le mahad dabar dome. I'll give you an example. Le adam ne'eman shehaya ba'ir v'chol b'nei iro hayim ufkidin etzlo shelo ba'idim. The person that he was a trustworthy person, everyone knows him. He doesn't steal anything. Is ish yashar v'ne'eman. Everyone knows him, and everyone that they need. If he needs to borrow money from them or whatever monetary issues, then they trust him 100%. And all the times, I'm mufkidim mislo shelo be'edim. People used to come and leave money with him. Please watch our money until the 2 weeks. I'll come pick it up. And they didn't used to take any irabon or any signature or anything. They trust him. Uba adam echad befkid lo be'edim. And a new person, Oli Hadash, he came to live in the town. He doesn't know this guy. He came to put his money with him. He told him, listen, he brought two witnesses. You see, I put with him $5,000. I'm coming in 2 weeks to pick it up. With the witnesses. Pa'am ahad, shakach, ve'efkid eslo shelo be'edim. One time, that person, he forgot, and he gave him money to watch it without witnesses. One time, Amralo Ishto, then the wife of that person trustworthy in town, she told him, now we could steal his money. Because why? Because all the times he used to come to us with witnesses. Today, he forgot to bring witnesses. Now we could steal his money. Bobin Kferenu, No, we tell him, we don't know you. Every time you come with witnesses, where are the witnesses? No witnesses? I don't owe you anything. Amar la, then her husband told her, V'echim penesh shote ze, asa shelo kahogen, anachon ne'abed et emunatenu. Because this guy, he forgot one time to bring witnesses with him. You want me to become, you know, stealer in the eyes of people, to become thief in the eyes of people? So no, we're not going to do it. Kach, that's the mashal. Rabbi Akiva was answering the Zunin. אף יסורין בשעה שמשגרין אותם על האדם, משביעין אותם, שלא תלכו אלא ביום פלוני, ולא תצאו אלא ביום פלוני ובשעה פלונית, ועל ידי פלוני ועל ידי סם פלוני. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim to the person, he sends the Yisurim, they do not have permission to come to the person unless the time came, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu made Gezerah, the Yisurim should come on that person. באים בשעה. They come with the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. They could not come a minute before, a minute after, no such a thing. When they come on time. And when they leave, they also leave on time. משביעה אותם, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisurim, they should not leave the person, לא תעשו אלא ביום פלוני ובשעה פלונית, על ידי פלוני ועל ידי סם פלוני. With all the details. And this day, and this date, and this, through this person, through this medicine, that's how it is. כיוון שהגיע זמנם לצאת, when the time that the Yisurim was supposed to leave that person, הלך זה לבית עבודת כוכבים. It happened to be that this person, he went to בית עבודה זרה, same exact day that his Yisurim was supposed to leave him. אמרו Yisurim, דין הוא שלא נצא. We don't want to leave. What, you're going to עבודה זרה, you want us to leave? וחוזרים ואומרים, then they changed their mind, they said, ואיך אם פני ששוטה זה עשה שלא כהוגן, אנחנו נאבד שבועתנו? Because the same exact example, because of this crazy guy is stupid. He went to Abu Dazarat to pray that Yisurim should leave him. Because of this, we shouldn't leave him. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Shibu'ah, you have to leave in this day and this day. It happened to be that he went over there. We shouldn't leave. Therefore, we have to leave. V'hainu de'amar Rabbi Yohanan, that's what how Rabbi Yohanan explained the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "Ma dechtiv v'cholayim ra'im v'ne'imanim." What's cholayim ra'im v'ne'imanim? What's ne'imanim? Ne'imanim, the trustworthy. The sicknesses comes with emuna, with ne'imanut. What does it mean? Ra'im b'shlichutam v'ne'imanim b'shbu'atan. They put on them shibu'ah. When should they leave? And they leave at that time. Not before, not after. Let's see what the Gemara is telling us over here. However, this here, what the Gemara is telling us, that the Nega'im, they come, the Surin, they come on the person on the exact date that the Kadosh Baruch Hu met Shibu'ah, and they do not leave only in the date that Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed. That's only, it's coming on the, probably different Ta'birot or different punishment is coming on the person, but that doesn't apply to Nega'im. Why doesn't apply to Nega'im? because the Nega'im, Nega'im, they're coming for the sin that the person, he spoke Lashon Hara, or he had Sarot Ayin, or whatever it is, whatever he did, one of the seven Abirot, and the Nega'im would not leave the person unless he does Teshuvah. If he doesn't do Teshuvah, he's going to stay in Sarah. That's here what they hear, because the Ramban tells us here, and later on, about Sarat Begadim, Pasuk Memzain, the Ramban writes here, Behabeget ki yebo nega Sarat. How come nowadays we don't see Sarat, leprosy on the bigadim, on clothing? How come there's no leprosy nowadays?
We don't have it at all.
Right? We don't have it at all. Why not? The Ramban writes here, Zeh enenu batiba kilal, velo hava ba'olam. Bechen nega'e batim. Same thing. It's not supposed to be. It happened. Bechen nega'e batim. Abal behiyot Yisrael shelemim lehashem, yeh ruach Hashem alehim tamid le'amid gufam ubegdehem ubatehem bemer'e tob. וכאשר יקרה באחד מהם חטא ועוון, יתהווה כיעור בבשרו או בבגדו או בביתו, להראות כי השם שר מעליו. It's all the צרעת that comes, whether on the person, on the body, whether on the clothing, whether in the house, that's all השגחה from הקדוש ברוך הוא, to teach us that הקדוש ברוך הוא is watching over Am Israel all the times. However, when the person, he does any of these seven עבירות, then השם, he shows him that כביכול he left him. How he left them, he brings them to Tzara'at. That's what it is. וכך אמר הכתוב, ונתתי נגע צרעת בבית ארץ אחוזתכם, כי היא מכת השם בבית ההוא. ונתתיני קצרת, אמגן אגב צרעת, עצנת דרך הטבע, שלא בדרך הטבע. והנה איננו נוהג אלא בארץ ישראל, שהיא נחלת השם, כמו שאמר כתבות לארץ כנען, אשר אני נותן לכם באחוזה. ואין הדבר פני היותו חובת הקרקע, אבל פני שלא יבוא העניין ההוא, אלא בארץ הנבחרת, אשר השם הנכבד שוכן בתוכה. That's here where he tells us here the Ramban that all these things that comes on the person or in the begadim or in the batim comes only from Ashgaha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these nega'im, they would not leave the person until that person is going to do teshuvah. All here what the Gemara told us here that we read now before in Masechet Avodah Zarah that they have certain time. That's all it happens if they're coming for different Avirot or if they're coming Yisurin Shel Ahava, then they have the time. But if it was negaim of tzara'at, then they would not leave the person until that person is going to do teshuvah. Therefore, here the story that Gemara brought, it happened to be that at the time when the Yisurim was supposed to leave the person, he went to Beit Avodah Zarah. If this was by negaim, we said it would not leave him because this is Beit Avodah Zarah. He didn't do teshuvah yet. How the negaim going to leave him? Therefore, here it comes on the person, does not leave the person unless that person does teshuvah. Therefore, the Torah says here that Mesora, when he comes to the Kohen, Pasuk said, V'ra'a ha-Kohen t'nega' b'or basar, the Kohen should see the nega' V'ra'a hu ha-Kohen v'tomei oto. First of all, the Kohen, not enough for the Kohen to see the V'ra'a ha-Kohen t'nega' to see the Tzara'at, and he's going to tell him, you have Tzara'at, and that's it. No, you have to tell him all the procedure. How should he become Tahor? Because these nega'im would never leave him unless he does Teshuvah. But since that there are seven different abirot that the person could do, because of them tzara'at could come on him, how is he going to know what to fix? How is he going to know? Therefore, the Kohen who has Ruach HaKodesh, he has Urim V'Tumim, he had everything, V'ra'ahu HaKohen, now the Kohen, he sees the person. Before, the first time, he sees tzara'at. He tell him, listen, you have a big problem, you have tzara'at on you. And he says, now what? What should he do? Then Kohen said, "V'ra'ahu ha-Kohen." Now Kohen has to look, he has to scan the person. He has to look at the person, "V'ra'ahu ha-Kohen." You got the tzara'at because of what? Because of Lashon Hara, because of Tzarot Ayin, because of Avodah Zarah, because of Gedol Arayot. What is it? "V'ra'ahu ha-Kohen v'tomei oto." Then the Kohen should tell him that you got the tzara'at because so and so, you have to fix so and so avera, so the tzara'at should leave you. Therefore, after the Kohen tells him this, the pasuk tells us, as I said in the beginning, ויצא הכהן מחוץ למחנה, הכהן gives him the time, your problem is לשון הרע. Let's see if you're going to fix לשון הרע, and Sara is going to leave you. ויצא הכהן מחוץ למחנה to check, did he work on his לשון הרע? וראה הכהן, והנה נרפא נגע הצרעת מן הצרוע. We asked before, נרפא הצרוע from נגע הצרעת, not the opposite. Said, no. How the nega tzara'at is going to leave the person, is going to come from the sarua himself. It's not like any other, nega'im, any other yisurin that come on the person, they come on time and they leave on time. Here they do not leave on time unless you do teshuvah, unless that person does teshuvah. Therefore, how is it going to be cured? From the sarua himself. He has to fix himself. If as long as he did not fix himself, the guy would never leave him. Therefore, the Torah uses that language, Nerpa negat sara'at, from the sarua himself. Called talui biyadav. It's all depending on his action, the mitzvah himself. If he's going to correct his action, then the sara'at is going to leave him. If not, then the sara'at is going to stay with him. Because that's here what the Farshim tell us. That's the anyan over here. Nerpa negat sara'at, minat sarua. He's it's all depending on his hand. He could bring the sara'at. He brought the sara'at because he spoke Lashon Hara. After he does teshuvah on Lashon Hara, then he could get rid of the sara'at. That's here what the Hakim tell us. Since that the abira of Lashon Hara, that we said that's number one in the list that causes tzara'at. And the Gemara Ba'avonot HaRabim tells us in Baba Batra, like I said, "Bechulam be'abak lashon hara." With this, the Mefarshim, they explained like Derech Remez, when the Malach came to Yaakov Abinu to fight with him, Sarosh al-Isav, who's Sarosh al-Isav? Satan. He wants to fight with Yaakov Abinu. He couldn't on Yaakov Abinu, but Be'igah be'chafi recho. What this chafi recho? Raglav, he touched the children of Yaakov Abinu. How is he going to catch the children of Yaakov Abinu? How is he going to catch Am Israel? He found Abira, that all Am Israel, they are nechshanim, which is Abak Lashon Hara. Therefore, The Gemara tells us over there, and Rashi brings it on the pasuk, Parashat Vayishlach, Vayeabek ish amo ad alot ha-shachar. What's Vayeabek ish amo? First of all, Vayeabek is coming from the same word, Abak lashon hara. And Rashi tells us over there from the Gemara, He'ilu melamed she'ilu abak ad l'shamayim. They were fighting, and the abak went all the way up to the shamayim. What does that mean, up to shamayim? What does it mean? Ela, we have the Gemara. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Arachin, Amar Rish Lakish, in Masechet Arachin, Daf Tedvav Amud Beit, Ve'amar Rish Lakish, he says a few things here, Ve'amar Rish Lakish, Kol Hamsaper Lashon Hara' Magdil Avonot Ad L'Shamayim, Shneimar Shetu B'Shamayim Pihem, Unshonam Tihalach Ba'aretz. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, is Magdil Avonot Ad L'Shamayim, is Avon, he goes all the way up to L'Shamayim. Hey, that's what Hakim meant over there. Ve'yeabek ish amo, that's abak lashon hara. Where does it reach? He'elu abak ad l'shamayim. What ad l'shamayim? Abirat reaches up to the shamayim. That's lashon hara. That's here. The Satan, he wanted to catch Yaakov Abinu. By Yaakov, he couldn't do anything to Yaakov Abinu. But he said, at least for his children, I could catch them. How? Be'abak lashon hara. Ve'yeabek ish amo. That's what he told us. That's every person, he has to understand that all these things. Person he has to know that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, that's the worst Abira, and people they take it lightly. The Gemara says, Gadol Lashon Hara is Shekula Lashon Hara, Keneged Avodah Zara, Gilu Arayot, and Shefichut Damim. All of them, it says by them, Gadol Avonim Neso, Anna Hatam Ze Hata'a Gedola. All these things, the Avodah Zara, Hata'a Gedola, Gilu Arayot, Ve'ech Eseh Hara'a Gedola Hazot, Ve'hatat Elohim. By each one of the Avodah Zarah, Gadol Arash V'chud Damim, says the word Gadol. They did big Avira. By Lashon Hara, it said, what the Pasuk said? It said, Lashon Medaberet Gidolot. In plural, Gidolot, Shekula Lashon Hara, connected all these three Avirot put together. Therefore, the person has to be very careful about it. Therefore, now we could understand that when the Metzora, he has to come to do Teshuvah, he has to come to bring the Korbanot, he has to come to Sha'ar Nicanor. What's special about Sha'ar Nicanor? Because really, Hakim tell us that Sha'ar Nicanor, that's could be called the gate to enter the Makom, the Holy of the Holies, the Makom Kadosh, is entering Beit HaMikdash. That's the entrance that separates the person from mundane things that he does in this world. Now he's entering Makom Kadosh. That's the entrance. So that means now you're entering Sha'ar Nicanor, you have to forget about the Olam Abirot, forget about Olam Azayah. Now you're going to Olam Ahimet. Before you were in Olam Ashaker. You were doing Abirah here, Abirah there, Abirah there. Now you're entering, you have to forget about everything. Now you have to open a new page. Therefore, when you go over there, they put Sha'ar Nicanor over there. Why Sha'ar Nicanor? Because that switch, that the person, he has to switch himself. He has to forget about Abirot that he did. Now he's entering the Makom Kadosh, and Makom that Olam HaEmet is going now in the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Duber Shekarim, Lo Yikon Neged Enanai. That's the place, the house of Kadosh Baruch Hu, down here on earth. Any person who's dabuk a little bit with the Sheker, he has no room over there. Kat Hanefim, Kat Shakranim, Kat Saprei Lashon Hara, Kat Litzanim, all these four groups, they do not see the Shekhinah. Therefore, the person now, when he gets over there, he has to make that big switch in his mind. That's it. You have to forget about everything. Now we're starting a new page. You have to go there. But yes, Ra is not going to let the person do it. Therefore, these gates, you have to learn the lesson from these gates. Also, Nicanor, when he wanted to bring these gates, Amad Arab Nahshul Shalyam, Litobao. Same idea, when the person is entering Beit HaMikdash, you have to leave everything behind you. Now you have to start a new page, you're doing Teshuvah. You have to know, yes, Ra is not going to let you do it easily. Omed alav nahshul shalyam, he wants to drown the person. And many times, yes, Ra, he wins over the person. He already drowned one door, he drowned in the ocean. Ella, what the person he has to do, even though one of them fell down, if the person is Mosir Nefesh, he wants to do Teshuvah Bichol Mehir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. Abal Tahir Meseyin, or Hashem is going to help you. Not only you're going to do Teshuvah, Hashem is going to save also whatever you lost by Yesar Ara. He made you do Abirot, and he made you do any bad things. Now when a person does Teshuvah, not only now he's opening a new page, all the Abirot that he did until now, when a person does Teshuvah Me'ahaba, Zedonot, Ne'asulok, Kizkhuyot. Now, you win now. V'shabita shibyo. Now, Farshim, they explain, what's v'shabita shibyo? Ki tasalam l'hama ala oyebecha, which oyebecha? That's v'lhamet yisar ara, katub medaber. When you go to fight against yisar ara, then v'shabita shibyo, whatever he took from you, now you take it back away from him. Why? Because all what he took from you, he caused you to do abirot. Now, all this abirot turned into mzvot. That's here what the lesson behind Sha'ar Nicanor, the Metzorah comes to Sha'ar Nicanor. Same, you have to see what happened with Sha'ar Nicanor. Same thing, Sha'ar Nicanor, it was a big miracle. Yes, Ara, I didn't let these doors come to Beit HaMikdash. You also have to understand the same thing. Yes, Ara, I'm not going to let you go to inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, go inside Beit HaMikdash to purify yourself. It's not going to let you. It doesn't like it. But you have to keep fighting. Keep fighting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're really fighting your Moser Nefesh, you're grabbing the other door, you're not letting go, Hashem sees this person is the Shili. This guy is mine. Hashem's going to help you, then he's going to save you, he's going to save also what Yisrael took from you. And therefore, Nicanor, he decided to get his gates dafka from Mitzrayim. He said, Mitzrayim is the Arbat Haaretz. They teach us that even if the person he did the worst Averot, whatever Averot he did, still there's Teshuvah. That's what Hakim tell us. Is Tashib, you know, Shad Daka, but Tomer Shubu Ben Adam. Still, there's what's Daka? Long time ago, we told you that Daka that's representing the three worst major Abirot, Abudah Zara, Gilor Ayot, Shafikud Damim. They're all mentioned the word Daka. How? He said, Daka, how do you write Daka? Dalit Chaf Alef. Dalit is Dam, at Shafikud Damim. Kav is Kfira. Kfira, that's Abudah Zarah. Then Aleph is Isha, Arayot. Tashay Benosh Adaka, even if the person he reached the worst three Abirot, still Betom Ashubu Ben Adam. Therefore, he decided Nicanor to bring the gates, Dafka from Sha'ad Nicanor, from Arvat Haaretz, to teach us, even if the person was in the worst places, if he wants to do Teshuvah, he could become, and the gates of Beit HaMikdash he could become. That's all depending on the Teshuvah. That's here what the Pesukim, especially after it comes to the Kohen. If the person, he gets the lesson from the Kohen, he learns from Aaron the Kohen, how should he watch his words, when should he talk, when he shouldn't talk. Sometimes the person, he is allowed to talk, sometimes he should talk, he shouldn't keep quiet. Even if he's talking bad about his friend, depends what the situation. The person has to learn the Al-Qot Hafiz Hayim. So that when a person knows what should he talk, what he shouldn't talk, then everything. So there's a famous story that when Hafiz Hayim, he wrote his book, the Hafiz Hayim on Al-Qot Lashon Hara, people, they approached him, they told him, Hakam, we don't understand you. After a person's going to read your book, he cannot open up his mouth. You can't say anything. This is Lashon Hara. This is Abach Lashon Hara. This is Rechilut. This is so. We cannot open up our mouth. We have to shut up. We cannot open up our mouth. What kind of things are you making? Then he answered them. He told them, you're 100% wrong. Why? Because he told them, before I wrote my book, any sentence you wanted to say, you didn't know if it's Lashon Hara, if it's Rechilut, if it's Musi Shem Ra, if it's Abach Lashon Ra, I didn't know. So, but if the person doesn't know, what is he going to do? Safek Deoraita Lechumra. You don't know. Probably it's Lashon Hara. So probably it's Abach Lashon Hara. So any sentence you wanted to say, you don't know what's Asur, what Mutar. Everything is Asur. Before you weren't allowed to talk. Now after you learn what's Mutar, what's Asur, now you are allowed to talk whatever is Mutar. Unlike what you thought before. Before, you thought that now, after we saw the book, we can't open up our mouth. You told them exactly the opposite. Now you could open up your mouth. Before, you had Safek Deoraita. That's how that Mefarshim tell us. The person, he has to watch his mouth. What should he do? He says, I'm saying the truth. Ve'uba la'aron ha'kohen. Go learn from Aaron ha'kohen. What's mutar, what's asur? That's what every person has to learn from this week's parasha. We have two parashiyot, but as I said, the two parashiyot are connected to each other. One parasha is telling us how the person got the tzara'at. Second parasha, how to get rid of the tzara'at. All depending on the person himself. Ve'nehneh nerpa nega tzara'at min tzarua. The person himself, he's the only one he could do teshuvah. Like Rabbeinu Yonah said, Rabbeinu Yonah told us, he said, a person, it might be, he goes to Shaorim and he hears a lot of Dibrei Musar, but Rabbeinu Yonah said, if the person is not going to waken up himself, ma yu'iluhu kol musarim, what's going to help him? He's going to hear a lot of Musar, but the Musar has to come from inside him. From within, from within the person. That's how he has to purify himself. That's the error we have to try by Hashem as much as we could. That we should watch out our mouth. Shomer pibul chono, shomer mustarot nafsho, Hashem should help us. We should always watch our mouth and say only good things by Hashem. Kitob b'nei Hashem, l'barech Yisrael, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananel Nakshe, Omer, Asak, Hashem, Baruch Hu, Zekot Yisrael, l'pichach.